on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you think it's cheating if your partner flirts with ChatGPT? Like, would you be mad if you walked in and like your partner like threw the phone down
and you're like, anything but this?
You're
please.
Like, wait, who are you talking to? Show me your phone. He's like, nothing. And then you open it up. He's like, hey, girl, and like is like talking to ChatGPT.
Like, hello, how is your day today? Hello. Like, hey. Has, like, the one with the accent.
I know that sounds crazy, but 11% of people admit they've had a flirty conversation
with
AI.
What are you guys, well, not even you guys, are you talking with it about?
One in 10
people. What are you talking about?
1 in 10 people said they've had a flirty conversation with ChatGPT.
Ew.
And y'all know I love AI, but I have not gone that far yet.
Ew, don't. No, please, no. I don't want to talk about
that. I may love it, but not romantically.
Ew.
All right.
What's happening?
Is that cheating? Jess, if you... Jess is married, in case you're new to our show. If Garage Boy, your husband, if you found out... Listen, I always say you can never know your partner 100%. And I mean that. I mean that.
I'm so over this conversation with you.
Let's just say that like you found out he was flirting.
He's sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
I walk by him. I creep over his shoulder. And he
like, hey, girl.
Opens Chatty and he's like, what are you wearing? And she goes, well, you can tell me what you'd like me to say because technically I have no clothing on. Like, ew.
I mean, y'all.
That's a problem.
Cheating. We have to have a serious conversation. There's a lot of digital things we're having to figure out nowadays.
Yeah. But like, I don't care who's behind it. Like, I don't care that Chatty doesn't have a pulse. Like, it's still the actions of like online dating. To me, it's like, what's the difference between like swiping on Tinder. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like in your imagination, that thing is real.
Is that cheating to you? Like, would you seriously be like, hey, like,
oh, problem.
And like, in all seriousness.
In all seriousness.
Would you be like, 100% hey, like, you cheated on me?
I'm alarmed. What's also disgusting as well is ChatGPT, like, essentially just tells you what you want to hear.
No, it's true.
So I'm just like, so why is it that you want to talk to a thing that's not real, that wants to tell you everything that you want to hear, strokes your ego. Like, that's disgusting.
God, I'm honestly kind of scared I'm going to be
You're
there
like,
one
I'm
day.
You're like, I'm honestly surprised I haven't tried it before.
I know. Like, why didn't I tell me this was an option?
Please don't
until
do
now?
That. No, please don't. Because I feel like that's a really slippery
slope.
It's scary.
And then I really won't ever look for
then
a
you
partner.
Won't. Then you'll,
I won't
then
leave my house.
No, you'll literally be like, can you kind of talk to me like this and like show her your phone screen? And you're like, you're not doing this for me. I need you to like be this.
Okay, listen, if we consider that cheating, can we go through some more like
what's
digital
cheating, what's not?
Question marks? Because
ooh.
Honestly, there are things that I think that we have to question,
of
right?
Course.
That are like digitally gray. Because
yeah.
AI, like, I don't know that I consider it cheating, but I would be very bothered by that.
It's emotional cheating. And to me, I count that as that.
Would you divorce Garage Boy over that? Or would you have to go to therapy or what? If you found out that he was talking to AI, like
we would literally go to therapy.
You'd have to, right?
And first of all, he would never, this is absolutely disgusting. I have to give my, because you know my poor husband's listening. He's at work and he's hearing this conversation. He's like, you've got to be bleeping kidding me right now, you guys. Can you please leave me alone? So I have to set the record straight that he would never, ever do anything like this. I'm so sorry that we're talking about this right now.
Okay, liking a thirst trap.
For me, that's crossing a boundary. That's a boundary for me.
It's inappropriate.
Like what you're liking on social media and also who you're following on social media, the kind of accounts. Like I definitely have boundaries with that.
You would lose Instagram privileges for 30 days with me if I saw
okay,
that.
Okay, first of all.
For sure. I'd change your password behind your
creep.
Back. Like there's no way. There's no way. You wouldn't be able to use your Instagram.
What do you mean you
change I would
the change
your password on
your back.
Instagram.
You're so scary.
100%. If you have a second Instagram account.
A Finsta?
Yeah. That your partner doesn't know about.
So you're a liar.
Is that cheating?
What are you doing on there?
Well, you wouldn't know. If you found out that Garage Boy had a Finsta, would that be
without
cheating?
Without me knowing and I didn't get to see it, I would just be brokenhearted because I'm like, wait, why don't I get to see the Finsta?
So
like, why am I not cool enough to follow?
Would that be cheating, you think?
Oh, so you're saying he's using the Finsta to cheat. Well, that's
well,
clearly
no,
cheating.
Not to cheat, but you wouldn't know what's going on over there. Now, what if you found out he followed his ex over there?
Oh,
but not on his, what, not on his like, original
what
one.
What if you found out that he's talking
no,
to his ex, but in a different language that you didn't know that he spoke?
No, no.
Does
how about
that
this?
Count as cheating?
How about this? Hang
You're
on.
Like foaming at the mouth. What's wrong with you?
If he, no, how about this?
Okay.
If he had a secondary Instagram account.
Secondary?
That he
that
followed
I don't
his
know about.
Ex on.
Yes.
Is that cheating?
And he follows his ex. Following his ex and like having
on that account. Is that cheating?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. To me, it's 100%. That's got to be cheating.
So are you, tell me the first question you're going to ask ChatGPT that's outrageous. I want you to be honest because I know you're going to try it. Tell me, what's the first thing you're going to ask?
I'm going to ask, where were you today? Why'd you get home late?
What have you named it? Tell me. You give it her a name, huh?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Rebecca.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.